There's one less terrorist in the world. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A U.S. raid in Syria left the leader of ISIS dead with no American casualties. We expect President Biden to speak on this shortly. He actually blew himself up as forces closed in, killing members of his family as well, including women and children. Republican Senator Marco Rubio praised the raid, but tells Fox,
ISIS right now is growing. Once again, it's helping. It's trying to reconstitute itself inside of Afghanistan to target not just American interests in the region, but to come after us here at home.
Now, President Biden will soon go to New York City to push for a further crackdown on illegal guns.
Reportedly, Mayor Adams is going to be asking for a 9/11 level response to what he is calling a pandemic of gun violence. But businesses are desperate for a change. They say the real problem is that people who are committing crimes aren't being held accountable. And right now, businesses have to adjust the way they operate, and customers are wary to move around the city.
Fox's Madison Allworth. There's an update to the recent threats to historically black colleges. Fox's Evan Brown has it live.
Yeah, Dave, the FBI says they've identified five individuals they believe are responsible for a series of bomb threats made against a number of historically black colleges and universities. While none of these threats turned out to be more than anything other than a phone call, they do believe they're all related and motivated by racial hatred. The callers who threatened Xavier University in New Orleans stated the threat was in retaliation for Mother Emanuel Church shooter Dylan Roof, who killed nine people inside the hallowed African-American church. Arrests have yet to be made, Dave.
Evan, millions of Americans are dealing with snow and ice in a storm from New Mexico to Mississippi to Michigan to Maine.
With that ice storm warning for parts of the Mississippi, the Tennessee, and Ohio River Valley, it's the ice that's going to cause power line problems and on the roadways.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean FlightAware reports more than 4,000 flights canceled. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
After rising to start the month, recovering some January losses, stocks are falling this morning. Fox's Lillian Wu watching the markets and more live here in New York.
Dave, we could end on the first down day in a week on disappointing earnings from Facebook parent Meta, which has seen a 25% plunge in value as it loses users for the first time in its history. It's dragging down the NASDAQ, which is off by more than 330 points, S&P down 70, and the Dow has lost about 300 points. Investors not buying despite numbers out showing fewer than expected people applied for first-time jobless benefits last week. It was 238,000. Dave?
Well, the price of oil is down 75 cents back under 88 bucks a barrel, but gas keeps being pumped up another penny today. AAA's national average for regular is $3.41 per gallon, 7 cents more than just a week ago. The day after the Washington football team rebranded itself the Commanders, a congressional hearing is about to start into misconduct dating back to when they were the Redskins.
Six former employees of the now Washington Commanders will meet with the House Oversight Committee as that committee still awaits more documents and transparency from the NFL and the franchise regarding the workplace misconduct probe into Washington under team owner Dan Snyder. Illinois Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy is one of the co-chairs of the Oversight Committee.
The intent is to hear the stories of various individuals who have come forward to talk about their claims of sexual harassment at the Washington football team.
The NFL fined the Commanders $10 million for allegations uncovered in that probe, with no direct punishment for Dan Snyder. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Now, there is action going on in Beijing. More Olympic events started today, where it's now past 11 p.m., the day before the Winter Games opening ceremony. This includes women's hockey. The U.S. team is now playing Finland in its first game. The men's hockey tournament starts next week. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.